believing, realizing, the holy name of the Lord. I'm a servant of that holy name. And that good name of the Lord, when we say it is not different from the Lord, Abhinnatva Nama Namino, that is a Vedic statement. So this is not our idea. The name of the Lord and the Lord are not two different identities, but just one. Abhinnatva Nama Namino, Nama Nami. Nam and Nami. The name and the person whose name is that. Person and his name. Nam and Nami. Dham and Dhami. Or Kam and Kami. One Kam. Kam is a quality. And Kami. Person who possesses that. Kam. Oh, Prem and Premi, Prem and Premi. One thing is a Prem, and one who has Prem, possessor of the Prem is called Premi. So likewise, Nam and Nami. Nam, Nam, Krishna, Nam. And whose name is Krishna? That is Nami, that is Krishna. Whose name is Krishna? Whose name is Krishna? Tell me. Krishna's name is Krishna. Krishna's name is Krishna. Lord's name is Krishna. There's no one else in existence called Krishna. There's just but one person called Krishna. Sometimes we meet people, I'm Krishna. I'm Krishna. And my wife, Radharani. Sometimes names are like that. Somebody's name is Krishna, his wife's name is Radharani. So when we go around preaching, sometimes people say, I'm Krishna, and my wife is Radharani. And we correct them, you, sir, you are Krishna Das, and your wife is Radharani Devi Dasi. Krishna is Krishna. And Radharani is also Radharani. There cannot be another Radharani in Singapore. So, Abhinnatva Nama Namino, name of Krishna and Krishna are not too different. Same thing. And again, we could extend this, and again, it's not our speculation, the Shastra supports this, that the form of Krishna and Krishna are not different. That, I think, we have no difficulty with that understanding. The form of Krishna is Krishna. This we have no difficulty. I mean, we are kind of used to it. When we look at the deity, this is Krishna here. And when Krishna temple, Krishna Prabhupada was showing the photograph of Krishna to those in 1965 as he arrived, and he was just on footpath. Prabhupada would be just literally on footpath, sitting and chanting. No one with him. We say so, but this is not true. Lord, very much the Lord was with him, and he was with the Lord. We also say, no one was with him, and he was penniless. This time he was the wealthiest person. Because he was carrying the wealth. What wealth was he carrying? Wealth of the holy name. Goloka Premadhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This Sankirtan, this is Premadhan. This is the wealth of the holy name. Please acquire this wealth. please make this wealth your possession. Please make deposits, fixed deposits of this wealth. If there's anything in existence that could please us, or that wealth could satisfy us, that is this holy name, wealth. नाम बिना किछु नाही गोहार चौदह भुवन मारे भक्ति ठाकुर नाम बिना किछु नाही नाम बिना किछु नाही नथिंग बट द नेम टू बी हैड इन दिस 14 फाइनेंशियल सिस्टम्स. One who has holy name as his property is the wealthiest person, is the happiest person. Take the name of the Lord away from you. Take the Lord away from you and you will be the most wretched, miserable creature in existence. It's not possible to be happy in a genuine sense, to be happy without the Lord, without the mercy of the Lord, without the holy name of the Lord, without the holy form of the Lord, without the holy words of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the wealth. Srimad Bhagavatam is the wealth. Sri Ramayana is the wealth. Qualities of the Lord, that is our wealth. The leelas of the Lord, that is our wealth. Or when we say our wealth, my wealth, first of all, we have to understand who we are. My wealth is what? My hands' wealth, my nose, wealth of my nose. Wealth of my feet, wealth of what? Wealth of my heart, wealth of my lungs and liver, wealth of what? Wealth of soul. Soul needs the wealth. Soul needs to be happy. Not the nose, not the nail polish and this and that. That is us. That's not us. That is not us. Before you take a step forward with the idea of trying to make yourself happy, first we should be, of course, I'm included, not that is advisable only for you. I'm just for me to begin with. Who has to be made happy? Who has to be made happy? The soul has to be made happy. So the bird in the cage, well, a simple example like that, how that comes up. Bird in the cage, who is more important, cage or the bird? So, bird gets priority, bird should get attention, bird should get guava or banana. Not that the cage is getting all polished and planning and this and that and decoration. So that cage is the body, and the parrot, the bird, is the soul. This is the very goal. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Ramayana. Not by bread alone, the Bible says. You want to make yourself happy? Not by bread alone, eat the bread, you do eating and sleeping and this and that. Not bad. That's not the way to make yourself happy. Soul has been made happy. Soul has been made happy. Soul is, we are the soul. I am not his hand. This is my hand. Preachers of Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Are you the hand or that's your hand? No, I'm not Mr. Hand. This is my hand. And what about the head? Are you Mr. Head? No, this is my head. I'm not the head, I'm not the belly, I'm not the feet. The feet, they belong to me. They're my feet, my belly, my hands, my head. By saying so, we are making a distinction here. No, I'm not the head, it's my head. I'm not the head, it's my head. I'm the owner of the head, I'm owner of the hand, I'm owner of all the different parts put together body. I'm the owner of the body, I'm not the body. This is ABC. Happy, happy we shall be when we learn our ABC. When we learn this, then we become happy. Not by graduation and post-graduation and PhD and no end to this learning. Learning all about outside, external, all cosmology and cosmos, and I'm astronomer and all that, but I do not know who I am. I do not know, I don't care to know. I don't care of myself. Didn't your mother or father say, my mother all the time, take care of yourself. But she failed to understand or teach me what was myself that I had to take care of. For self could also mean, you know, the dictionary meaning self means, or atma also means a body. Atma is mind. Atma is also soul. So taking care of yourself could be taking care of your body. That's fine. That could be just partial taking care of yourself. But what about taking care of mind also? As soon as we are some physical sickness, illness, we run to the doctor, we get on the mobile, we get on the internet these days. What about mind? Sickness in the mind. The pollution of the mind. There's not much worry about curing the mind, purifying the mind, pollution of the mind. There is also self. Going beyond and deeper, our soul, our spirit soul is our real self. And that should be taken care of. So I have my family to take care. I just look after my family. Fine. Please take care of your family. But before you do so, understand who your family members are. They are not just a bunch of tissues and bones and flesh. Back filled with all these different articles. don't limit your family to just the body. Your family members are also souls within those bodies. So you are just now here. Oh, I lost him. He's gone. And people cry. And only then they are like, nah. He's gone. He's gone. He's dead. He's gone. The body is here. Someone that I thought my relative, my friend, my neighbor is right there on my lap or on the bed or on the floor there, but we cry. We lament, oh, he's gone. Who has gone? Who has gone? Soul has gone. And then we acknowledge the presence. Oh, soul is gone. The real person is gone. Now dispose this off. Get rid of this body. Person is gone. Body is of no use. Burn it. Bury it. Put it somewhere. Let the birds eat it. Some traditions have different ways of taking care, disposing of that body. So, whose connection, eternal connection is with Super Soul, Supreme Soul. And this human form of life is meant for sitting down like this at some time in our life, and understanding, analyzing, who am I? Who is Lord? How does it look like? Do I have anything to do with him? Do I have a relationship with him? What does it say? Many, many questions. And they all have been answered. All that we need to know about the Lord is made known to us by the Lord. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And then go down. In Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha mattaha sarvam pravartate. Maya dhyasena prapati suyate sa chara chara. Sarva dharmam parichatya mamekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami maasujaha. It was all like this. Very deep voice. The Lord's voice is very deep. His intelligence also very deep. And his navel is very deep. Three parts of Lord's body are very deep. His intelligence, his voice, and his navel. Same information. All the knowledge is there. How does he look like? His complexion. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. This is all. Is Ananda Kumar. Is Vasudev Nandan. Nandanandan. Luta luta kati makhana khayo vaya bala sangadhinu charayo. Some of his activities, he get them in the morning in Vrindavan. The coward boys are ready. Hey, are you Maya? You're not ready. The coward boys are blowing their bugles and buffalo horns. Why is that not ready? Get ready. And then they go into the forest, 30 cows. And next morning, stealing some butter. Very difficult to understand in the context of Singapore. What does your God do? He's a coward boy, you know. He's a coward boy. Go on. What did he say? And what the hell does he do? He does some stealing. What? Steal butter? Is that a God? Very difficult. He makes himself inconceivable. Very difficult to understand. He's not the head of some corporation. He's a coward boy. Not even man, a coward boy.
Power, wealth, power,
beauty, his fame, his knowledge and his pronunciation. No one could be equal. In all the six opulences, Bhagavan Vaja, Sri Krishna Bhagavan, Sri Ram Bhagavan, Sanat Swamiji, and he also is hence Jagannath, or Jagannath, is Nath of what? Jagannath, is Lord of the universe, Lord of the universes. This is the one kingdom, one kind of kingdom of the Lord. He has another kingdom, yet another kingdom, much bigger in size. The spiritual kingdom of the Lord. This is one fourth and three fourths of the spiritual kingdom of the Lord. This is the world of forgetfulness. We forget Lord. We create a kingdom of God. We attempt to create a kingdom of God. But without God. Kingdom of God without God. What do you need God for? I am God. Ishvara Bhagavan. This is a spirit, the conditioned soul, the tiny conditioned soul says, I am God. Ishvara Bhagavan. It's analyzing, describing this. Asumi Sampada, Devi Sampada. In the middle of that battle of Kurukshetra, he has thrown some light on this. The two mentalities, Asuri Sampada, demons think like this, devotees think like that. Two. One remembers the Lord, the other one has forgotten the Lord. And forgetting the Lord, he is thinking he is the Lord. And so, Lord has chubby and Lord has key. He is in command. Those who are remembering him, they are controlled by him. Those who are forgotten, they are also controlled by him. No one is independently could remember or forget. Even for forgetfulness, he has to depend upon him. He has arranged the forgetfulness of him. And he describes that in Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Rahitam Nimishtaha Mattaha Sunatir Jnanam Abohanam Cha. And I see it as the Lord, Super Soul, within the hearts of all the living entities. Do not think Lord is thinking of only of Hindus or Indians. There is no footnote there. Sarvasya Chaha, this refers to Indians only. South Indian, North Indian. Lanka excluded, okay? So that is not the idea. Sarvasya Chaha. My Lord says Sarvasya, that includes Sarvasya, Sarva. All the living entities, this doesn't only include human beings in this continent or that continent, this country, this planet, that planet. There are human beings all over the universe. There are varieties of human species. Lord is not only talking of human beings again. Lord is talking of all the living entities. Easy their hearts. And see that there is not just sitting or sleeping there, it's very active. Day and night is active. What is he doing? Matta. From me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. These things come from the Lord. Knowledge comes from Him, remembrance comes from Him, and what? Forgetfulness also comes from Him. It's not your creation. If there is forgetfulness somewhere, in somebody, it is not His own creation. Forgetfulness has existed since the beginning of creation. Some people are influenced by that forgetfulness of the Lord. If Lord, if someone says, oh, God does not exist, this is in fact a dictation given by God to that person to say so. Who says God doesn't exist? God says God doesn't exist. God says, go ahead, declare, say. I can give you some logic, some masala, that you're looking for, so that you could be justifying your claim, your statement, to some authority, position, just making that statement of God doesn't exist, God doesn't exist, God doesn't exist. If someone goes to see somebody else, they knock at the door. Door is opened by the child. Is your father here? Let me check. He goes around looking for father. Okay, he has finally found the father. He says, oh, you know, oh, that's Mr. Patel. He would like to see you. Oh, Patel, again. Here he comes. Tell him I'm not here. The child runs back to the door and tells the gentleman at the door what the child said. My father said, he's not here. My father said, he is not here. Similar. God doesn't exist. Who said so? God said. God said. If you like to talk this language, talk available. In total forgetfulness of God, you could write books, volumes, get on a microphone, and tell the world God does not exist. That's what the communists did that. For 80 years, this was their philosophy. Forget religion. Oh God, give us our daily bread. And the feminists would be waiting at the entrance of the church. Oh, what did you pray for? Oh, pray for the bread. Did you get it? No. You could pray to us. Communist government, give us daily bread. And they were just waiting there with lorries full of bread as soon as they were praying. So then, take the bread, take the bread. Like this, they would try to establish a godless. Now, why do we give bread? We give bread. The government is you fools. Is it rain? Your arrangement with government is already raised. Anna bhavanti bhutani parjanya anna sambhava. What is this? Oh, the living entity subsists on some kind of food grain. Where does the food grain come from? From the rain. From rain. It's not your rain, your government's rain. Otherwise, there was a drought, you could have done something. Some superpower would have rained the rain. No, it's not really the power. community. Tomorrow to celebrate one of the pastimes of the Lord. This is the Lord's pastime, the piano pastime. Very famous pastime. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Lord rides on the chariot after his sickness. He's sick for about 2 weeks. Getting sick is his pastime. When we get sick, is that our pastime? When he likes to get sick, and in the Leela, he gets sick. So, about 2 weeks before Rath Yatra, there's a Snani Yatra. A Snani Yatra, while taking a bath, open the window, monsoon season, wind blowing, and then he gets sick. And then the prescription that now you need bed rest, my dear Lord. No visitors, please. So for 2 weeks, Lord Jagannath's temple is closed for visitors. Do not go to Jagannath for you within that period, otherwise you will be disappointed. You can't have darshan for 2 weeks, temple is completely closed. The Lord is on special diet. The doctor and Lakshmi, they are around the Lord. And then day before Rath Yatra, the Gundicha Margin, cleansing of Gundicha temple. And day before Rath Yatra day is also like today for in your case. It is called Netrotsav. For 2 weeks, no darshan. You are deprived of darshan of Jagannath. You are still not, no visitors. So devotees are very, very anxious to see the Lord. So when finally there is darshan day before Rath Yatra, everyone flocks together, all big crowds. They all drink the beauty of Lord's form to their heart's content. The feast for their eyes. Netrotsav, festival. Festivity for the eyes. Is there anything worth seeing? It is Lord's form. If you have not seen Lord's form, you have not seen nothing. If you have seen the Lord, what have you seen? So, go to see the Lord. It's not a simple seeing activity. Seeing dog is one thing. Seeing God is yet another thing. For the same word, seeing is you seeing. That's not the same thing. It's not supposed to be the same thing. You do not see just with your eyes the more things. In fact, ultimately, the real seer is the soul again. The actual seer is the soul. Chanter of the holy name is also the soul. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. Actual hearer of the holy name is also the soul. When we hear the name of the Lord, we say the name, hear the name with faith and devotion, and that is bhakti yoga. Yoga means link. We are linked with the Lord. We are with the Lord. The actual hearer is the soul, not the ears. ears, not hearing. Ears, when you hear it, is a medium. The sound goes beyond the ears. The speaker is not just a mouth speaking. Soul is speaking. Soul speaks. The mouth is open or closed. Actual speaker is the soul. So they come, when they come for darshan, on April 12th, day before Rathiyatra, and the next day, Lord arrives on the chariots, three chariots in Jagannath Puri, and are pulled by devotees with devotion, they pull, and the very first time attempt was made to bring Krishna Balaram Subhadra back to Vrindavan. And those devotees were residents of Vrindavan, were Vrajavasis. Vrindavan Vasis were attempting. They got rid of the horses. Krishna Balaram Subhadra, they had come from Kurukshetra. They had come from Dwarka to Kurukshetra for bathing holy dip during the sun eclipse. This is not the Mahabharata, the Kurukshetra time, another time. And Vrajavasis had gone from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra. So when they saw Krishna, Balaram, Subhadra seated in the chariot, this is the time. This is the time. Get ready. So they got rid of the horses and they started pulling the chariot of Krishna, Balaram Subhadra from Kurukshetra. We want to bring him to Vrindavan. We want him back in Vrindavan. Almost 100 years ago, he left Vrindavan. From the higher day, gopis, just now coming, have a little mission business in Mathura, which was giving Kamsa. As soon as the day is over, I'll be back soon. But then he had to stay on and on and on in Mathura itself for 18 years, battling with Jarasandha every year. And then he had to stand every, all the residents of Mathura were transferred to Dwarka in special fort. And then Krishna had to go there, and then he gets married, and he has 16,108 wives and children, grandchildren, and he's a king, and all that responsibilities. And the residents of Vrindavan are waiting. When is he coming? When is he back? So finally, as they met in Kurukshetra, they are attempting to bring him to Vrindavan. So there's a little history, but so much more. This is not just some PR event, but there's a deep philosophical understanding and historical context behind this Rathiyatra. So much philosophy and emotion and devotion is involved with this Rathiyatra festival. Maybe we'll talk a little more tomorrow about that event. So this Rathiyatra festival, which is to take place basically in Jagannath Puri and few places in India, now it is being held all over the planet, all over the world. And the true sense is a lot of the universe is Rathiyatra also, becoming universal, including, I don't know, I'm going to say all this, supposed to be saying this, because I wish it was right here, downtown, Rathiyatra, like in Fifth Avenue in New York, from London downtown, 3 chariots, Venice Beach in Los Angeles. We are fortunate to participate in dozens and dozens of Rathiyatra. Moscow, you could have Rathiyatra downtown. But now you see, hiding. Kingdom of Lord without Lord kind of situation here. We wish this to change in the near future. We could hold Jagannath Rathiyatra in the middle of the city. Invite everyone, ministers, prime ministers. This is what used to happen. It happens even today. Rathiyatra, Jagannath, King of Orissa, comes with a broom in his hand, sweeping in front of Lord's car. That is the position of the king. He's a menial servant of the Lord.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.